Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hello, chickens. This is the fabulous Adam Richard, and I have a theory. Okay, I'm blaming the many Jennies for why this has gone for so long. But anyway, finally getting to the end of the Snowmen. It is the Matt Smith and Jenna Coleman episode. If you are looking for somewhere to watch it, it's available on BritBox and also on Prime, Amazon Prime Video. And I think it's also on Stan. It's everywhere. Although watch out for the Prime Video one because those episodes are all out of order. they're all over the place. Anyway, the Vastra and the Doctor are heading off to the giant snow globe, Dr. Simeon's house with the bits of ice in the London Underground tin, which, you know, they want the human DNA encoded into the ice of the governess that screamed and just killed Clara. I mean, she's not quite dead yet. She's hanging on for dear life on the table while Strax, you know, ministers to her. Because he was a nurse before in the war, before he died. And then there's like a brief line about some other person brought him back to life. But it's kind of like, it's, you know, Matt Smith just sort of says it really quickly. So I'm not entirely sure what that's about. Maybe that's a whole big finished story that we haven't had yet. I'm sure it will happen. Or did it happen in the show and I've completely forgotten about it? I get very confused with these episodes. If you remember when it happened, please let me know. So the Doctor and Vastra are just in the office with the snow globe when Dr. Simeon arrived because they've got a TARDIS and he's coming in a hansom cab. And the Doctor says, the big fella here has been very quiet while you were out. And he said that's to be expected considering who he is. And then he holds up the tin and goes, this is a map of the London Underground, 1967, a key strategic weakness. Why are you giving this away? Oh, my God, he's creating his own past. This is weird. Ian McKellen says he's powerful but limited. The Doctor sonics the ball and it's Simeon's child voice, like the kid from the start of the episode who was talking to his snowman and saying, it's silly. And the Doctor says, the snow is just reflecting back your emotions, Dr. Simeon. Dr. Simeon opens the tin and the memory worm is in it. It bites him and he's lost all of his adult memories, like decades, like he's 50 something. So he's completely brain dead now. The snow starts swirling and says, did you really think it would be so easy? The snowmen outside the house start growing, Jenny notices. The house where, you know, a different house, obviously, the one where Clara and is on the table dying. The intelligence from the globe takes over Simeon's body and he stands up and now Richard E. Grant is playing an ice zombie. I'm sure this was high on his list of credits that he wanted in his life. He manages to get the doctor on the ground and starts saying winter is coming in unison with the ball. And he's making the doctor's face go all frozen. Back at the other house, Strax tells Clara, "You must fight, boy. Hold on." Captain Latimer comes over and Clara's like, "You've got to, your children are afraid. You've got to hold them." And he goes, "I'm not very good at that." "Yeah, you have to try." And then she cries out a single tear. And then it starts raining outside and there's lightning everywhere. And inside the snow globe, the Big Tats Lotto ball, which is drawing the Powerball numbers this week, the snow is turning to rain. Simeon collapses. He's no longer an ice zombie. He's just on the floor. And the doctor says the snow mirrors. It's mirroring something so strong it's drowning everything else. And he goes outside and he tastes the rain. And Vastra says it's salty. And the doctor says, yes, it's crying. And he says the only thing that could stop the snow is a whole family crying on Christmas Eve. Oh, we've got to mention that it's Christmas again. So the TARDIS appears in the room where Clara is dying, and Strax says there's nothing to be done. She only has moments. And the dad is finally hugging his kids. The doctor comes and talks to Clara and he says, "We saved the world." And she said, "Are you going to go back to your cloud now?" He goes, "No, no, no more cloud." And she says, "Run, run, you clever boy, and remember." Just like she did in Asylum of the Daleks. Oh, my God. Then the clock chimes and Digby says, "It's Christmas." Okay, yeah, we get it, mate. Then the next scene, we're at Clara's funeral. Christmas is done. Boxing Day, we're having a funeral. Possibly weeks later. And the doctor's like, "Oh, the great intelligence. That rings a bell." And he looks at the card. It says the great intelligence. He goes over to the gravesite, which has Clara's full name on it, and he remembers the name because her name's Clara Osmond Oswald. He goes, "Remember Osmond Oswald from the Asylum of the Daleks?" He goes, "I'm going to find her. I'm going to find Clara." And he goes running off, skipping through the gravestones. And then in the present day, Clara is standing beside dead Clara's grave, like modern-day Clara. So obviously she exists in the here and now, or the 2013, which is when this was. I know this would have been 2012 because it's Christmas, and then 2013 was later when they made more episodes. Yeah. Ooh. So that's the end of The Snowman. And that is how the Great Intelligence came to be. There was some line in there about his consciousness just floating out into space. And obviously he goes and creates better snowmen when he makes his robots in the 30s, which is in, I guess, 30 or 40 years from now, or from when this is set. And then he comes back again in the London Underground. And then he comes back again in the first episode of the next season with he inhabits Fadge from from A Midwinter's Tale, Celia Imrie, Miss Babs from Acorn Antiques. I love Celia Imrie so much. She's so good. I found out the other day her son plays Josh in The Archers. Josh is up to no good in The Archers at the moment. I think he's going to try and steal his brother's girlfriend. Oh, my God. This is like, I'm talking about this like it's happened this week, and this episode will not be up for another like 3 weeks, so that storyline's been and gone. Not that anyone's probably listening to The Archers. I'm alone here. I enjoyed The Snowman. I remember finding it frustrating the first time I saw it. I mean, the mystery of Clara was great because it's like, well, she died. She was actually turned into a Dalek. So he didn't recognize her, obviously. We did, the audience. Dramatic irony, that's what that's called, when the audience knows something that the people in the show don't. I was a bit thingy about the doctor talking to the camera right at the end of the episode. I'm like, who are you talking to? This is weird. But I guess that's just, you know, one of the hallmarks of the Moffat era is like just here's some wacky and crazy thing that's happening and then we'll never mention it again. Although maybe that's a hallmark of great intelligent stories because, you know, Peter was very, very disrupted by the dartboard going missing in the Web of Fear. Like maybe the great intelligence is not doing anything physical. It's all mental, and that's so he's having trouble maintaining all of these illusions all the time. I don't really like that as a theory, because then I love Robot Yeti. So, yeah, I don't have many theories from this, actually, just the many Jennies. I love my many Jenny theory. Like, really? What if that Jenny is the doctor's daughter? Like, maybe she's had a mind wipe or something. She's forgotten who she is. And then she, like, when she's Jenny Balaclava, like, you know, she's furious. She's stuck on Earth and thinks that she's going to get off the Earth in the TARDIS. And Susan stays behind before she can even tell her, I'm your daughter. Look, I'm running with my crazy theory. I don't care that it makes no sense. There's a whole bunch of things that happened in the Moffat era that do not tally with anything that happened in the show before, and it's fine. All right, we're going to look back at some of your episodes that we've been watching, how you feel about them. The Dalek Invasion of Earth, we haven't been through. The Doctor's Daughter, we've got the Mask of Mandragora, the Web of Fear, and now the Snowman. Like, there's heaps. Heaps and heaps and heaps and heaps. So, yeah, we'll get to your thoughts, your theories, and then we're going to get on to another Peter recap, because he also has watched The Mask of Mandragora. That episode's going to go forever. All right. If you want to get in touch, you can send me a message, leave a comment on the episode at patreon.com/AdamRichard. You can get me at Adam Richard on Twitter or Instagram, Fabulous Adam Richard on Facebook, theory@adamrichard.com.au. If you want to send me an email, I look forward to it.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.